Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
I do it for love, 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 love. I do it for love, 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 love. There'll be girls across the nation that'll eat this up. Babe, I know that it's your soul, but could you bottle it up? Get down to the heart of it. No, it's my heart. You're out of your luck. Don't make me tell you again. My love, 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 love. Love, 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 love.
Good afternoon and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today has been a dental hygienist for over 27 years. That's a really long time, but she looks really young. Basically, since the early 90s, her passion has always been to inspire healthy living. But about 7 years ago, a family health crisis opened her eyes even more to focusing on how nutrition directly affects our health. She has added encore career to her tool belt of wisdom and knowledge and is proud to stand in her value as a certified nutrition health coach. Her mission is to simply guide others with an honest approach so that they can take their power back into their own hands and live their healthiest life. Jamie Schwartz, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm happy to be here.
And I'm happy to have you here, and I'm so excited to have you on Team Power Plymouth.
Thank you. Welcome to the team.
And I can't wait to start having you at all of the meetings. I'm so glad that you joined. You experienced your first luncheon.
I did.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was.
And there's more. So save the date for May 28th and September 24th. I want to kick off the show by talking about the importance of living a non-toxic environment. And this is what you are all about. So non-toxic, though, that can mean chemicals, that can mean people, relationships, your work. All of the above is what you want to help people with.
It is. It's all of the above. It really is.
All of the above. Mm-hmm. But it's not easy to have that balance.
It's not.
Not everybody can get it all equal.
No. You have to take baby steps because it can be very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information out there.
So much.
Yes.
The noise that is on the internet is so ridiculous. And as I said at the luncheon, the marketing is so sharp and fine-tuned, and they're pulling us in the wrong direction.
Right. It's designed to sabotage us.
Not all marketing. My marketing is honest and clever.
There's good stuff out there. You just have to find it. You have to know what you're looking for.
Exactly. So why do you feel so strongly about this? And does it have to do with the family crisis? Can you share what happened?
Sure, I would love to. So back in, I believe it was about 2012, my father was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
Oh,
and it was devastating. It really was. The diagnosis was devastating. We knew that it was stage 4 and that it basically, they said, you know, he has a year.
And is he still with us?
No.
Okay.
It was about a year.
Wow.
So we knew that going in. By the time they found it was too late. But something that the oncologist said to me, like, literally rocked my world.
Wow.
He said he was talking to my dad, but he
How old was your dad?
Oh, 75,
okay.
I believe.
All right.
He said to my dad that you really should avoid sugar. Because sugar,
I know that
cancer feeds on sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that.
Neither did I.
It rocked my world. Now, as a hygienist, I know it's bad for your teeth, right?
But you,
I wasn't cavity prone, so I was still eating sugar. Like I tell my patients, you know, be careful.
Yeah.
And my dad was a type 2 diabetic, so I knew that he was supposed to be avoiding it because of his insulin. But I'm not a type 2 diabetic, so I wasn't avoiding it.
Yeah.
But
And
cancer?
So you didn't know. So you weren't researching it.
Know.
You just, yeah.
I just didn't know. At the same time, I had a bulging disc in my back and I was seeing a chiropractor. And my chiropractor said to me, you need to avoid dairy because it's inflammatory.
Oh.
I was like, wait, what? Dairy? I love dairy.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
Okay,
I'm dairy-free now, and I'm not completely sugar-free, but I'm with you on all of this. So
right.
Inflammatory.
So, yes.
Okay.
So here I am, like, getting all this new information, and the chiropractor in the office, he was playing a documentary called Sick, Fat, and Nearly Dead. And I was like, what is this, and why are you playing it? Well, he was doing a juicing seminar.
Okay.
So I went to the juicing seminar. I went out. I bought a juicer. I did it for 3 days. I hated it. I love the juice. But it was expensive. It was like a lot of work to chop and then mop to clean up after that juicer. After 3 days, it went in my basement and I never saw it again. But it opened up my eyes. I watched that documentary. And I was like, it was a food documentary. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so interesting. And I watched another one, and I watched another one,
and
I watched
hooked.
Another one, and I got hooked, and I really started paying attention to what I was putting in my body.
This was going back seven years ago.
So this is really when I started paying attention. I always loved food. I actually went to culinary school. I wanted to be a chef for a minute.
Like for a fast minute. And then you went to dental hygienist.
Well, no. I was working in hospitality management. Okay. Hated it. Was miserable. I have a cousin who's a dentist.
Oh.
He asked me, how do you like your job? I said, I hate it. I'm miserable. He said, why? I said, I don't want a career. It's nights, weekends, holidays. I want to be a mom. Like, that was my goal. I wanted to be a mom.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a mom full time. Hygiene, at his one conversation with my dentist, changed my whole life.
Wow.
And
but each thing changed you.
Yes.
Like
it was all conversations. It was a conversation with the oncologist. Mm. It was a conversation with my chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
Every little conversation, when you pay attention and you're open to what people have to say and you listen, can change the whole course of your life.
I know.
So even though the diagnosis with my dad was devastating, it changed the whole course of my life.
Yeah.
And I took something positive out of that and was able to really start paying attention to my health and my family's health.
Mm. Now, when did you get certified? Because you did that recently.
I did that recently, yes.
And why was that important for you to do that?
Because you were
kind of, after 7 years, you're like, all right, I need like the foundation of a nutrition course.
Right. Mm. Well, I was paying attention myself and I was trying to pay, to teach my kids.
Yes.
When this all happened, my kids were in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get them to change at that point.
Well,
all I could
takes
do
a little
was
effort.
I educated them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I educated them so that when they were not in the house, they were making good decisions when they could.
Yep.
When they were in the house, I knew that they were making good decisions because they had no choice.
Yeah, they were eating what you served. My family's doing the same thing.
But I educated them.
Mm,
right.
Okay.
And now that they're off and, in college and beyond, they're making their own choices. But they hear my voice, I'm sure, in the back of their head, right?
Yeah, we hope.
So seeing patients, the first thing that I do with a patient is look at their medical history.
Yeah.
So I know who's on medications. Mm. I know what medications and I know why.
Mm.
But to be honest with you, Nicole, when I look in somebody's mouth and I see a whole lot of inflammation going on, I don't even need to look at their medical history to know what's going on in the rest of their body.
Oh.
Because if you have inflammation in your mouth, chances are pretty good you have it other places.
Ah.
That's
so
like
really,
the window into what's going on.
Just like the eyes. So, so the eyes and the mouth. So was this the reason, or was this the next step for you? Like, as you were in your career as a dental hygienist, you were wanting to take it to that next level and go get certified.
Right. Because I was... I wanted to help them more than just teaching them how to brush and floss. That's great. You need to know that too.
Yeah. But that's the excuse me, that's like the outside fix almost.
Right.
You have to do more than that.
Right. It was hard for me to look at somebody's medical history, know that they were on medications, and not say to them, there's another way. And I know what that is. I know how to get off of medications. Their doctor's not telling them because they can't.
Yeah.
They can't tell
them that. And
they
don't have time.
They don't have time, and they can't. God forbid they tell somebody to go off of their high blood pressure medication and they have a heart attack. They're not going to, like, yes, if it's low, they're going to tell you to go off. But for the
most
part,
there's a way to transition.
Yes.
There's a way to transition so that you can get off of your medication slowly.
What they do is they say to these people, well, you need to lose weight. And that's it. End of story. Well, how? They don't know how.
Or here's a good one. Oh, stay away from the carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just a blanket statement.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And it's not serving it's not helping everyone make the change. It's not inspiring people to change. Mm-hmm. It's almost making it more fearful because they know it's hard and they don't know how to do it.
Exactly.
I've been there. I'm still there. Mm-hmm. I'm still not where I want to be.
Right.
All right. Well, we do have to go to break. So I hope you stay with us. My guest is Jamie Schwartz, and you can go to healthyinspirations.net for more information. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I am so excited to tell you that my debut book will be published soon. My book is entitled I Am on a Love Diet, and it's practically an experiment. I share with my readers many confessions and revelations throughout because a grapefruit diet is just not realistic anymore. You can get a free copy of Chapter 1 right now and be one of the first to get your hands on a copy. A love diet is personal. Start your love diet today and visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
I keep on falling in and at love with you. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me blue. Sometimes I feel
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I just want to say I'm so grateful for this interview because I'm all about health and wellness. Jamie Schwartz is my guest, and I want to talk about why the ideal client for you, or one of them, is that mom who is looking for the easy button. So why is that an ideal client?
Because as a mom, I know what it's like to have mom guilt. When you can't always get a really well-balanced meal on the table. It's hard. We're all so busy.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get everybody to even sit down at a table anymore to have a meal.
Yeah.
Back when I first started this journey, something fell in my lap. Literally, I was at the dental convention, as I do every January. And I was looking for a plant-based protein powder because I was staying away from my dairy,
okay.
And I love making smoothies because it's such a quick, healthy meal on the go.
If you need.
Forget the drive-thru.
If you need. Yes. If you need. I had a shake this morning.
Me too.
If you need it once in a while. Yep.
So I was looking for a plant-based protein powder. I was at the dental convention, and I came across a Juice Plus booth. And Juice Plus is an easy button. It's dehydrated fruits and vegetables in a capsule.
However, it is not a supplement.
No.
Now, it can replace your fruits and vegetables, but it is not a dietary, man-made, manufactured chemical supplement. Love the Juice Plus. I love it.
Yes. It does have a nutrition label, not a supplement label.
Just like, I don't know,
nuts, seeds.
Yep. Right. Food, so if you were to see it in the store, which you won't, you can't get it in a store, you can only get it through a distributor, it would be with the kale and the spinach. It wouldn't be with the supplements.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, and we have chewable form for kids if they can't swallow pills. And it's meant to bridge the gap between what you're getting and what you should be getting.
Mm-hmm. Because it's sort of like, it's like the George Jetson.
Yes.
It's so
dehydrated.
It's great.
Real, raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. It is amazing.
I have the Tower Garden.
The Tower Garden, yes. So you can grow your own fruits and vegetables.
And your ideal client for the Tower Garden would be a gardener. Sometimes.
Yes, if you love to garden. However, I am like not a gardener. Mm. Can't grow really anything.
Anything.
Don't even have houseplants. But this does it itself. It waters itself. It's very low maintenance.
So, and you know how to do it.
I do know how to do it. And I am growing fresh produce in my house as we speak. And it's, 30 degrees outside?
Yeah.
And I have fresh produce at the ready, tower to table.
Now, you have so many other tools in your toolbox.
Oh,
it's not just Juice Plus.
No.
So I just want to say that so people can go to healthyinspirations.net and see all the other things that you offer. But what I want to talk about are the four factors of health, which I love that you brought up. Mm-hmm. Because now tell me your table theory with the legs.
So your health is like a table.
Yeah.
And if one of the legs is broken, it's not going to function properly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just
optimum. Right?
Correct. Yes. I see it as the four legs being, one is your nutrition and your hydration. Number two is movement. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not about burning 1,000 calories and working up a sweat every single day for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It can be just about taking a walk.
Yeah.
You know, you have to move a little bit.
You have to move your body.
Yep.
And if you want to move it alone when you're older.
Yes. True. Good point.
Right?
Good point.
You have to move your body today if you want to move it by yourself in the future.
Correct.
There you go. All right. Continue. Sorry.
That's okay. Stress. Is another huge factor.
Stress is
and
like
sleep. Those are the four. If you can get all of those into balance, you're going to be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
If you just focus on nutrition, which is the mistake that a lot of us make,
or exercise,
right? You can't outrun your fork.
Oh my
God. You cannot
God.
Outrun your fork.
You have so many great sayings. What's the farm? You can feed the farm.
You can pay the farm now or the pharmacy later. But either way, you have to invest in your health.
You're like the female Dr. Phil. You have all of these great analogies.
I did not make these up. I heard them somewhere.
You've heard them. But you acquire them, and it's great because they resonate with us.
Yeah.
And it's meaningful, and it makes sense, and it makes us think, and it's so it's insightful.
Right.
So it's beautiful.
Yes.
Exercise is key. Mm-hmm. Sleep is key.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you group hydration with nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Because we forget.
Right.
I mean, if I go to a luncheon, oh my God, I can't tell you how dehydrated I get. Mm. And that's like, even if I'm only having one cup of coffee a day and not even drinking wine for 3 or 4 days before the event, I'm still dehydrated.
Right.
So hydration is key too.
It flushes out the toxins. We started off talking about toxins, right? That's how you flush them out, because we're going to have toxins. No matter how much attention you're paying to what you're putting in your body or on your body, you're still being surrounded by toxins. So you have to flush them. You can you can go months without eating food? You can fast. But you have to drink.
You have to drink water.
You have to hydrate. You have to, you know, have electrolytes. But your body can survive just on the stored fat that you have. Right?
I could probably survive longer than you, I'm sure of that. But stress, let's talk about stress a little bit, because stress is a big one.
Mm.
And not everybody has that nice balance.
Right.
You know, they're way too stressed, so they're skipping the workout, not drinking enough water, and going through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're, and stress equates to emotions. There's emotional stress, frustration, you know, uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's certain about their future.
Right. Financial stress.
And financial stress. So hopping on board with one of these tools that you have is also a way to alleviate financial stress and getting some healthy nutrition inside your own body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. It's a balance. You have to.
So what are the other tools that you have?
So one of the other tools that I have is It's a product called Pure Haven. It's all non-toxic beauty and household products.
Okay.
And because for so long I paid attention to what I was putting in my body and making sure it was clean.
But right? You weren't paying attention.
But I wasn't paying attention to what I was putting on my body. Mm-hmm. And your skin is your largest organ. Mm-hmm. And it absorbs everything.
I know.
So
quickly, yeah, too, right?
Yes. Yes, very quickly.
Like within a minute or mm-hmm. something of putting shampoo, yes. conditioner,
right.
soap,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. all the skincare right. that women go through, the routines right. that we have.
Yes.
I'm like, my hair is now organic. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm with you. I'm yep. like so yep. with you on all of this. And it's cheaper.
Yes, but it's about, you have to take baby steps.
Can I say that? It's cheaper.
It's cheaper. It is. It's a
lot
cheaper.
In the long run, and it will cost you more in your health.
Correct.
So there's that whole right. concept too yes. about, oh, is this going to cost
right.
more?
Right.
You know, yep. like you said, the juicer, it mm-hmm. was costing you more and it was taking
time.
A lot of time.
Yep, it mm. was. It
but
was.
Sometimes you have to invest that time.
You do. Because you're going to pay at some point. Medication, who can afford to be on medications or take time off of work to be in the doctor's office?
I don't even know how much it costs to be on medication. Oh, I've never been on any. I don't want to.
Lot.
And I can't even imagine how much money people are pouring into
right.
the medications.
Or how about how much we are, because the state pays for a lot of it. So our tax dollars are going towards everybody's medication.
Okay, yeah, that's a whole nother
show. So
that's
show. A whole show.
All right, we have to go to break. I'm sorry, I'm over a little bit. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Jamie Schwartz, and her website is healthyinspirations.net. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Hi, I'm Tara Menard with Tara Menard Coaching. The reason why I love Powerful Women Revealed and keep coming back for more is because with Nicole's help, she brings clarity to my mission. Join the movement and tune in every Sunday after the news at noon and support the women in your community and beyond.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And before we went to break, my guest is Jamie Schwartz. And before we went to break, we talked about Juice Plus and Pure Haven being two of the tools in your toolbox. What is another tool in your toolbox?
So the coaching.
The weight loss coaching.
Yes. And it's not necessarily, I have an amazing weight loss program, but it's not just about the weight loss. Mm. As we talked about, we go over all of the aspects of stress management and
emotions,
hydration,
and all
everything,
kinds of,
all of it.
Okay.
It's all part of the toolbox.
Okay. You're very balanced, and that's your goal.
Yes.
When you're coaching, so people can right. sign up for any of these products as a customer right. and you'll be their coach,
yes.
or they can sign up for your coaching and mm-hmm. then you can slowly right. work your way into some of these products and maybe none of them.
Right. So I am product-based and service-based.
Okay.
I offer both.
Okay.
And it's great because if you are a customer of mine and you're on Juice Plus, then I am
just
keeping in touch with you all the time. I am offering you events that I go to with medical professionals that are talking about different topics all the time.
Mm.
You're on my newsletter. I have private Facebook pages. So if you come on as a Pure Haven, you know, customer, then I'm always sharing information. So you have me for life as a coach.
Mm.
I'm always sharing information. It's not just like, okay, Nicole, great, you lost that 40 pounds. Bye. Good luck. When do you want to put it back on?
I kind of have a good feel of your style as a coach, but what is your description of how you are as a coach?
So I will be your biggest cheerleader.
Okay.
And I want to cheer on all your successes along the way because it's about taking baby steps and really taking little bites at a time and celebrating all those successes.
Mm.
But
it's
I also am a coach.
Yes.
Okay. So a coach is about, okay, let's take like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, okay? Tom Brady's really good at football, but he still has a coach.
That's right.
Right? So let's just say he throws.
And isn't he Whole Food plant-based?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
I have his book. It's very good. let's say he throws an interception, right?
Mm.
You know that Bill Belichick's not on the sideline going, that's okay, Tom. You'll do better next time. You made the last three. That's okay. Right? He's not doing that.
Yes.
He is taking him into the office afterwards and going over film and
yes.
saying, okay, what did you do?
Yeah.
Why did you do it? What would you do differently?
Yeah.
Right? You can't just be a cheerleader. I'm sure he celebrates all the great things that he does, but he also tries to point out the things that we're not perfect.
Mm.
Practice makes progress, not perfection. Nobody's perfect. I'm certainly not.
Yeah.
And I don't expect other people to be either.
Yeah. I love the progress. Mm-hmm. I love how you say progress. Mm-hmm. Now, some of your patients came into your office and you knew about their medical history and so forth. And they sort of felt like it was a life sentence and like there was almost no way out. That was really shocking to me. Not shocking to hear it, but really just sad.
Right.
That there is a way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
right.
Like I just feel, I mean, how did that feel for you?
It's hard knowing what I know and not having the time in an hour to tell them. I don't have time when I'm with them. I have to clean their teeth. It's about them. It's not about me talking their ear off.
Yeah.
So
even though they have nothing better to do than to listen.
Right. Yeah. But I try to take it outside of the operatory and have conversations with them outside of the office. If they want to hear it, not everybody wants to hear
it. Not everyone wants to hear
it. They don't. But if they do want to hear it, who doesn't want to know that, you know what? Food is medicine.
Yes.
Food is medicine.
Yes.
So when you...
Where's that other quote I was going to mention? Hang on. Let me find it.
When you...
This is Hippocrates.
Yeah.
So let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food.
Right.
And when you said that, I'm like, I had heard it before and I love that you're using it.
Right. Yeah. So by educating yourself and knowing... You know, when you start putting good things into your body does really good things. It's pretty smart.
Mm.
You know, it knows how to detoxify.
Are you still dairy free?
Yes and no.
Mostly.
Mostly dairy
free.
However, there's good dairy and there's bad dairy.
There you go. And here's the other, I love that you just said that.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. It's not about perfection.
Mm-mm.
Like we have these perfect... Oh, she's vegan. Oh, she's gluten-free. Oh, she's celiac.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
she's, you know, whatever. We have these things and you don't have to be perfect. I call myself vegan-ish now and or an imperfect vegan.
Because
I completely removed dairy, but once in a while, if it creeps its way in, because it's easier for the chef at the restaurant to put butter in the sautéed mussels, then just go for it and do it.
Right.
But for the most part, 95% of my body is dairy-free, and that's a really good thing.
It's a really good thing.
So that's your stance on dairy.
Yeah.
And now, what else do you want to talk about the keto?
So I did vegan for a year,
loved
it, so I experienced that. I did keto for a year and a half, so I experienced that.
And you're just pulling a little bit from everything?
Yeah, you know what? I like to change it up.
Yeah.
I like change. I embrace change.
Yeah, me too.
I might get a little bored. And you know what? When I was vegan, it was great. I felt amazing. I missed meat. So I went back. Life is too short to deprive.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I love that you're an imperfect vegan.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And if you want to have some meat here and there, you know, the vegan police aren't going to come and arrest you.
Exactly.
You can do it. It's okay.
Exactly. No one has to vegan shame you or meat shame. I don't do any meat shaming.
No, you shouldn't meat shame.
And I don't want anybody doing any vegan shaming.
Right. So I do keto coach. I'm a certified keto coach. So if somebody wants to do that, great. I'll show you the way, because there's clean keto and there's dirty keto. And if you're going to do it right and do it healthy.
Mm.
And but it's not for everybody.
So
I like
clean
to have options.
And dirty.
When I coach, I find out what's your goal. What do you want to do? Because what works for me isn't necessarily going to work for you.
I'm
it
with
has
you on
to
that.
Be about you and what you want.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is just guide you and give you the information, because you know what? There's a whole lot of information out there. Are eggs good or eggs bad? Is bacon good? Is bacon bad?
I
is
know.
Caffeine good? Is caffeine bad? Like, it's so confusing. We don't know what to do. But you know what? I've spent the last 7 years really
researching and living it.
Yeah, and living it and just and trying to get all the information. So that's what I provide when I am coaching is my, you know, my resources. I want to share my resources.
I love it. And I love what you say. We got to go to break, but I want to share this one quote that I pulled from you, something you said. People don't care what you know until they know that you care.
That's right.
And that's what you're all about.
Yes. Yes. I have a relationship with my patients, with my customers, and with my clients. It's about building a relationship and caring. I care about the outcome.
It's about caring. Caring is love.
Caring is sharing.
Caring is sharing. Love it. All right.
Sharing is caring.
We have to go to break. My guest is Jamie Swartz, and you can go to healthyinspirations.net for more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial, spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. This is the last segment. It always goes by fast. There's a couple of things I want to mention first. Frankly, I don't feel like dancing lately, so I want to talk about that in a second. But I do want to mention that I am looking for advertisers for the show. So if you have an idea about how you can advertise with me, please contact me. You can go to PowerfulWomenRevealed.com, and I can get very creative with your idea. So talk to me. And talking about creativity, you got to get creative. If you don't feel like dancing, you got to move on and do something else, because you get sick of things too, right? So do you always mix it up, your exercise?
Always.
Me too. And so your ideal person that you want to connect is someone that might want to get off their medication. I just want to summarize real quick. And boost their immune system. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about that. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Really quickly.
Because
yeah.
there's so many autoimmune disorders. Mm-hmm. And type 2 diabetes is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. You know what used to be called adult onset diabetes?
Oh.
Do you know why they changed that?
Because there's so many children.
It's really sad.
And frankly, can I just mention, the Juice Plus, isn't it free for kids?
It is. Yes. And if an adult
signs up,
they can sponsor their child if they're between the ages of 4 and 18 or full-time college to get a free for 4 years.
Full-time college.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
So getting back to this, I want to talk about processed food.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about processed food? And do you eat processed food?
Yes, it's really hard to avoid.
Completely, 100%.
100%.
Hello, we're eating pasta, we're eating risotto.
Right.
Right?
Right.
There's some things
right.
that are processed.
Mm-hmm. And obviously whole food is best, always, mm-hmm. right? What's the nutrition label on an apple?
I know.
There isn't one.
I know.
Right? So I always try to teach people, read your label with your processed food, okay? If it has more than 5 ingredients, think twice. If you can't pronounce most of the ingredients on the bag, think twice.
Put it back.
Yeah, probably not the best choice.
And I've learned that you can't look at the front, the sides, the
top,
the bottom. You have to look at the actual ingredients.
Yes. Yes.
And if something doesn't list the ingredients, like a chemical product, that's a huge red flag.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
Because if they're not
they're
listing.
They're really tricky. Sugar is, they can put, there's
sugar,
20 different names for sugar.
And greenwashing.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes.
So all of these things.
All natural does not mean all natural.
Bio-friendly,
right.
eco,
you
know, sugar-free is not really sugar-free.
Right. Right. Correct.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. You have to look at your labels, and that's one of the things that I do with my clients is teach them how to read labels. It's really important.
Even the organic labels, you still have to read through it because the manufacturers, God bless them, they're making the food for us. Yeah. I mean, you know, we need food to live, but they're finding ways. It's just trickery.
Mm-hmm.
It's all trickery.
It is. A good place to start is just look at how many ingredients. If there's more than 5, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah. And speaking of trickery, you have some really great tricks.
I do.
So I've been following you, and there was a great trick that you shared a video, and I watched it, and it was about 10 simple things, like putting your mushrooms in a brown paper bag so that they don't get slimy.
Right.
I mean, that was huge for me.
It's a money saver. It saves you money.
It's a money saver, and it's a stress saver because when you're stressed out because you were going to make mushroom stroganoff, vegan mushroom stroganoff, and they're all slimy and you can't use them. And also, like, the fact that apples and bananas will help your avocado ripen faster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of these great tricks. You are a ginormous, itty-bitty, tiny little toolbox.
I love sharing them. I do. And that's why I love adding people to my Facebook page and my groups, because we all share these great tips and tricks, and they help. They're helpful.
They're helping everyone. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us are trying to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody is ready to make a change. So you really want to connect with people that are really open and hearing this message today.
Right.
And they're possibly like having light bulbs go off, like about their own health and what they can do to change and get better.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people you want to connect with.
Correct. When you know better, you can do better.
Mm. And that's Oprah.
Yes.
That's an Oprah one.
It is. And it's so true.
It is true.
I didn't know what I didn't know.
You didn't know about dairy.
No, I wish I knew what I know now when my kids were little.
I know. You didn't know about sugar. But we're about the same age. I'm a couple years older than you. But we grew up with refined foods.
Mm-hmm. We did.
I'm writing about that in the book. Mm-hmm. Like, we grew up with that. It's not easy to transition off. So you got to do it slowly.
Yes. And that's the same thing with detoxifying your products. You have to do it slowly. I mean, yeah, you can totally purge your house and throw everything away and start fresh, but you don't have to.
And you might, if you do that, you might find yourself going back and just buying the same stuff that you threw away because it's what you know.
Right.
And there's a comfort. There's a level of comfort with that.
Mm-hmm.
So part of your coaching is to get people into a new comfort normal?
Correct.
Right?
And I can't stress enough the importance of not trying to be perfect. Do a little bit at a time. Mm. It's too overwhelming.
And that's what I did with the book, I started with because I found out I had high blood pressure. And so the first thing I did was, okay, I need to pay attention to sodium. Because just like sugar. Mm. I mean, I was in a restaurant business, and that was our saying, you know, salt and sugar sell. Mm-hmm. That was our saying.
Right.
Salt and sugar sell. Mm-hmm. And so when I found out about the high blood pressure, I'm like, okay, that's an easy thing for me to do, or to wrap my brain around, mm-hmm. the one thing, sodium. Now, everywhere I walked and talked and did everything, I was paying attention to it, but it was because I wanted to.
Right. You have to want to. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's when I'm coaching somebody, the first thing I ask them is, what are your goals and why? Because if they tell me, you know what, I want to lose weight because my doctor told me I had to.
Or a high school reunion.
That's not great. Like that.
Right.
You have to want it yourself. You can't. Yeah. If you're doing it because your doctor wants you to, or your spouse wants you to.
Yeah.
It's not enough of a why.
Yeah.
You have to want to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
And what I hear a lot is people say to me, you know what, I see my parents. Mm. Either they see them struggling and they don't want to struggle like their parents do on medications, or they're seeing the opposite. They're seeing their parents thriving because they paid attention. It was easier back then, and they're healthy, and they're happy, and they're active, and they're traveling, and they say, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
That's how but they're not now. They might be on medication, but their parents are, I hear it all the time. I want to be like my mom.
I read somewhere, we have to go, we're almost out of time, but I read somewhere that they said this might be the first generation where the parents are seeing their children die.
Yes, the parents are outliving
because of their health.
Yes.
Not because of other horrific things or cancer or stuff like that, but just because of their health, about the food that we're eating.
Yeah.
So it's a health crisis. It's important. We need to pay attention. And it all starts with love.
Right.
All you have to do is start loving yourself. And a coach.
And a coach. Accountability. Listen, I have a health coach.
Mm.
I do. I have a health coach and I have a business coach. Because for me, my health and my finances are the two things that I want to have when I'm older.
Yeah.
I want to die young at a very old age,
yes.
with a lot of money so that I can travel and see the world.
That's my goal.
So I have a health coach and I have a business coach because I want to be accountable.
You and I.
I want to.
We're
going to
be 106 and 108 living in the senior living facility.
Let's do it.
Traveling together and teaching some yoga workshops
Let's
for all of our other people in the community. Anyway, I love you. You're fantastic. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
I want to thank everybody for listening. I have one final quote to give you, and this is by Lo Cha, and that is Chinese. I had to look up the pronunciation of it, but it says, or he says, or she says, I don't know if it's a he or she, when I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. Isn't that great?
I love that.
I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.